This is Dr. Oliveros, dictating for January the 10th, 2022. The first patient is Odessa Jowers. The last name is J-O-W-E-R-S. Odessa, O, D like in Delta, E, S like in Sierra, S like in Sierra, A like in Alpha. Number one, 84-year-old white female that is following the office because of the CKD stage 3A. The patient has maintained a serum creatinine that is 1, and the patient has estimated EFR that is between 45 and 50 mL per minute. There is no evidence of activity of the urinary segment. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Number two. This patient has fallen twice about 4 weeks ago. The patient was in the bathroom after she completed the urination. She proceeded to wash her hands, dried her hands. And when she was trying to get the walker for her assistance to walk, she lost control of the knees and fell. In the process of falling down, the patient has skinning. Of the right forearm, and 4 hours later, the same situation happened again. The patient states that after this episode of falls, she did not lose her consciousness, she didn't feel dizzy, she didn't have any chest pains, she has been followed by the cardiologist on a regular basis. And she said that ever since then, she has lost her appetite and she has been losing weight. In November the 4th, 2021, she weighed 179 pounds. And today, the 10th of January of 2022, is 169. She says that she doesn't have appetite. Unfortunately, we don't have a recent laboratory workup. We are going to order it. There was no evidence of hypotension at that time. Period. The patient does not want to consider assisted living. She lives with the son that is retired, and he stays at home most of the time. She is very specific in telling us that whenever he gets out of the house, she doesn't move from the chair because she knows that she is prone to falls. Following number, the patient had a history of anemia, but this anemia, as per the lab that was done in November of 2021, it has been resolved. Following number, osteoarthritis, she has severe scoliosis of the thoracic spine. And she walks pretty much looking at the floor. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, the patient has not changed the prescription, but we are going to check the thyroid function. Period. She has renal tubular acidosis that is controlled with the administration of bicarbonate. The CO2 is 30. Following number, the patient has episodes of dizziness from time to time. The patient had a CT scan of the head that was done in May 28, 2021, that showed involutional changes in the brain and 8.3 right frontal calcification that is most likely a meningioma. The patient is alert, is oriented, is able to follow a conversation, doesn't have any lateralization signs. Whether or not there is symptoms, there are symptoms related to the meningioma is to be entertained. The case will be reevaluated in 4 months. The most likely situation is that we have to refer her to a neurologist for follow-up of the meningioma. We invested 7 minutes of the time in the evaluation of the lab and the imaging in the face-to-face 20 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.